And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill slurps up some ramen noodles in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Nagin, a new study into college majors finds that one of the most profitable fields you can go into is what?
For some reason, I was going to say HR, but that's not it at all.
No, it really isn't.
That wouldn't make any sense. So I'm going to say, like, metallurgy?
Rarely used as a punchline.
I know. No, not what, this case.
I'll give you a hint.
You know, you'll be so wealthy you can let the elephant you work with ride in your Bentley.
Oh, a zookeeper?
Close enough. I'll say it's zoology.
Oh.
It turns out zoology is one of the most profitable majors you can major in.
Oh, come on.
This doesn't make any sense.
This is what they did. They surveyed people who'd majored in various things, and they found their average salary and also the unemployment rate, because your average salary doesn't mean anything if you can't get a job. And zoology majors have an unemployment rate of just 1.4% and an average salary of $111,000 a year.
But are they necessary?
What are they doing with those animals?
Are they necessarily doing a career that involves zoology, or was that just what they studied and then they go on to
something
else?
Then they went to law school.
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah, or then they just started breaking and entering.
One of the reasons there aren't a lot of zoologists, so apparently the people who major in zoology have it all to themselves.
Well, it's like the last major on the catalog,
yeah.
So then people don't always get to that page.
That's true. Nagin, movie theaters have to compete with all the streaming services at home, so they've tried to make their theaters super comfortable. But now employees in certain movie theaters are worried that they've become too what?
Oh, sexually arousing? Like, because they're bedlike or whatever?
I'm actually going to give it to you, because that's apparently... one of the problems. The general problem is they're worried that these comfortable movie theaters are too comfortable and people are treating them like they're at home. Like people are showing up in pajamas and with a blanket. Movie theater employees say that, people are treating it like home, like they're watching a movie at home. And anybody who's ever spent time alone in their own home knows how gross that can be. One usher says he saw a guy who brought a set of weights so he could get in his reps while watching the movie, just like at home.
Gosh. Oh my God.
One woman brought her pet monkey. After the screenings, employees find everything from empty SpaghettiO cans to discarded lacy underwear. And I hope those two things were found in very separate places. Because if they weren't, all the rest of us have been doing dating wrong.
No, it just, it just seems like too much to me. People are going to go, I missed that part. Back up. Rewind. Rewind. Just hold on. I have to use the bathroom. Can you just pause it?